The general manager of the Houston Rockets posted on social media support for the Hong Kong protests, sparking a dispute over the impact of China on the NBA. Professor Michael McCann joins me to discuss. This is the UNH Law Podcast. Learn more about the law school and apply by visiting law.unh.edu. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or host and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire. So, Mike, thanks for joining me via Zoom for the show. What did Daryl Morey do to start this controversy?
Sure. So, Daryl Morey, who's the general manager of the Houston Rockets, tweeted out a simple tweet where he said, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." And the tweet had an image of a logo associated with protesters in Hong Kong. Of course, there's a controversy in Hong Kong involving China and the government of Hong Kong and the fact that Hong Kong's part of China now, but they have two systems and there are protests. And obviously that's a much bigger topic, but the core issue is that he tweeted out in support of protesters in Hong Kong. And the reaction to that from China has obviously been very negative. The owner of the Rockets tried to create distance between the team and Morey, Tillman Fertitta. He tweeted out, "Listen, Daryl Morey doesn't speak for the Houston Rockets. We're not a political organization." So long story short, it then led to Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, standing up for Morey, saying, "No, he has freedom of expression." But the consequence to that has been that China has decided to, at least for now, suspend itself from relations with the NBA.
Yeah, because the NBA is really trying to make a big push into getting into China. So this is a considerable financial risk that the NBA is dealing with this.
Yeah, it's huge because the league has a $1.5 billion with the B dollar deal with an internet provider in China. They have other deals with organizations in China. They're totally in on making the product popular in China. And to the NBA's credit, they've been successful. All accounts are that the NBA is the most popular league in China. Wow. And the league has been able to expand its fan base. And this is important for players too, because the owners and players share revenue about 50-50. So if the league is making a lot of money in China, the players are getting a lot of that money through higher salaries.
I was a little interested in the response that the NBA posted in response directly to this, where one of them was in Mandarin, was a little more sided with China in that.
Yeah, and this is interesting, where the NBA, within hours or maybe several hours, said that it is not responsible for the statement in Mandarin, that the statement in Mandarin is a translation of the English statement, and then it was translated back into English. And like that game Telephone, the words get changed, and it went from a pretty mild-mannered statement that acknowledged that there's a controversy but didn't really go much further than that, whereas the statement back into English after being translated into Mandarin was extremely critical of Daryl Morey. So it's interesting, but the league has said that it's not responsible for that translated statement or the second statement, particularly the one that was brought back into English.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't kind of side with the Rockets general manager in this, it would end up being a little hypocritical, judging by what went on the previous couple seasons with kneeling.
Yeah, so the NBA has been very welcoming of players and general managers and coaches being political. There's no question about it. The league itself has been political. It played a pretty instrumental role in opposition to the bathroom bill in North Carolina that was later on partially repealed, and then the more controversial parts were also enjoined by a court. And the league, of course, has been outspoken on a variety of really progressive issues. And it would be difficult for the league to sort of say, well, on this particular one, we're gonna say you can't be outspoken. Now, in truth, the NBA could do that because it's permissible under the rules. But I think Adam Silver, the commissioner, wants to be consistent, even if that means potentially a pretty heavy financial cost.
Has there been anything else coming from other parts of the league with response to this?
It's interesting, AJ, because everyone else is not saying anything, right? I think people are a little bit worried about weighing in on this topic. And we've seen even reports that some media companies have told their staff not to weigh in on any of the political aspects of this, that people are super sensitive. And some coaches and GMs have been interviewed or requested to be interviewed, and they've really said more or less nothing other than, you know, I'm following it, and sort of standard language that doesn't try to offer a view. So we'll see what happens. It's obviously, it's a major issue for the NBA because of the amount of revenue that's at stake. But the NBA also wants to hold itself out to the public in a way that people will find support of it. You know, it's interesting. People are saying, how can the NBA do business with a communist country? There are all sorts of major American businesses that are in China.
Big time.
Right,
Big
that have
time.
Been there for decades, and no one's saying, you know, why is Apple there? Right, I mean, we don't hear that same criticism. That's not to say it's not a concern, but there's a little bit of selective critique on the NBA that we haven't seen with other American companies. And maybe it's just because of the nature of the business, maybe it's because there are more sort of day-to-day fans of it. But the idea that the NBA is going solo in China is just totally untrue.
Right. And I mean, this is going to be even all, it seems like tech companies definitely have been the first to receive the, or manufacturing and then tech companies have been the first to receive the brunt of this transition into China. But I mean, as more and more entertainment companies and sports leagues trying to expand in this huge market, that's, they're getting closer and closer to being considered a developed country. This is going to be ongoing.
Yeah, I mean, they have 1.4 billion people about. They have the second largest economy in the world after the United States. Setting aside the politics of it, it makes sense for American businesses to try to develop business in China. Obviously, setting aside the politics part is hard because of national security concerns, because of intellectual property concerns. Those are certainly important, but it's not also for the NBA. You know, the NBA is sort of following the lead. They're not the first ones there. So we'll see what happens. It's certainly it's going to be a real issue for the NBA to grapple with.
Thanks for listening to the UNH Law Podcast. Learn more about us by visiting law.unh.edu or following UNH Law on social media. Be sure to comment and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or host and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire.